Hello.
Hello, is this Jacob?
Yes, this is Jacob.
Hey, Jacob. This is Charlie with Local Splash. Per your request, I called you here at around 3 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, awesome. I was wondering if you talked to your partner about everything and what you guys would like to do here with hopefully, you know, stop paying per lead with HomeAdvisor and get you right there on that first page placements of Google so you guys can start transitioning your business, right?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to talk to him yesterday, but I can give you his number, maybe give him a phone call and talk to him about it.
Okay. I mean, who does the purchases for it? Do you do it? Does he do it?
Oh, we both pay it, but it ultimately comes out of my account.
Okay. I mean, so how would that work here with this?
Well, just maybe calling in, talk to him if he's on the same page, you know, give me a call back and let me know.
Okay. Sounds good. I mean, with the Home Advisor by Angie, it's just a question. I mean, you guys are obviously still doing that right now. Did you make that deal or did you guys make it together or how is it kind of discussed?
Yeah, we did it together.
Okay. Do you maybe want to give him a call and maybe try to get him on a three-way here, and then we can kind of see if this is something that he would like to do? Ultimately, it's going to save you guys money. I mean, if it's kind of like you're splitting the payment down the middle here on a partnership with HomeAdvisor by Angie's, if you're paying per lead, you never know how much you're going to pay at the end of the month. I've had customers of ours who have had a bill for like $800 all the way to $3,000 before. Where here, you guys would just always have that fixed rate of just $249, and you guys know, like, okay, each person has to pay $125 at the end of the month, and that's it. See what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he's currently doing right now. Hey, is this a callback direct line?
It is. I mean, this is a callback direct line to our office, and then you could ask for Charlie, but the spots, like I said, they are exclusive, so I was holding this for you today see if we can, you know, help you guys out at this point.
Yeah,
just because I know you guys are new in business, and I've been doing this for a while, I understand you guys are doing the Home Advisor by Angie's, but I tell you, as a newer business, if you don't have deep pockets, that's probably the most expensive. That's going to be the most expensive way to go for you right there at the end of the day.
Let's see something. Let me see if I can.
Sure. Like, you want to maybe put me on a hold?
Well, I'm about to try to ring him for.
Okay. Yeah. I'll wait here, and then you can kind of call him and then merge the call if you want.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we're right here. It looks like they're doing pool services. They got Home Advisor by Angie's. Pool services. Perfect. Done right, pool and landscaping, you got Blue Water Pool Service, you got A-plus pros. I mean, these are the people that are on the first page. Best pools, huge pools and spas, Mike's Pool Service. I mean, the list goes on and on. The list goes down to about Skippy's Pool Repair, vinyl liners, cool decking, drain and cleaning and more. So, I mean, placing you on that first page of Google is going to be there. And then do they have... anything else in that area?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, so I just got off the phone with him.
Sure.
He said, you know, right now is not the best time, you know, to just be able to financially for him.
Okay. So, I mean, is that because you guys had the Home Advisor by Angie's as well?
Well, no, he hadn't even paid for that yet.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear about that.
That all came out of my pocket, you know. So,
okay. So because your card is associated with the Home Advisor by Angie's and you guys are paying a per lead, all that money is just going to come out of your pocket, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I can help you out a little bit. I know when we talked, I gave you a new in business credit. I have you down for the $348 with a one-time payment of the $99 setup fees. I'm able to waive that setup fee in addition to the new in business credit and get you to the $249. I understand you're kind of taking the load here for the business, but at the end of the day, I've seen so many newer companies like yourself go with Home Advisor by Angie's thinking that it's going to be the best thing. They get their leads from the first page placements of Google. If you just type in right here, pool services in your area, you'll see Angie's at the top says, 10 best pool service companies in, is it Geneva, Atlanta, Alabama? Did I say that correctly?
Geneva, Alabama.
Geneva, Alabama. So they're advertising themselves here. What they do is they take that lead and they don't give it to you, but they give it to 10 other pool service companies that are in your area utilizing Home Advisor by Angie. What we do is we just stick you on that first page placements of Google. So now you'd be up there as one of those recommended companies on that first page placements, and you'd be able to compete with Dunright Pool. You'd be able to compete with Blue Water Pool, A-plus pros, A-best pools, huge pools and spas. Do you know those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where you would be able to compete with, and it's just a flat rate for $249. I mean, my recommendation to our clients is always, you know, put yourself on the first page placements of Google. Typically by month one or month two, they end up either pausing their lead service with Angie's or they end up canceling it because it's higher cost and typically they just get the leads calling them directly from Google anyways and it's more profitable at the end of the day. I mean, I know you're taking on that load, but if I could help you out in pushing that to a $249 and waiving that setup fee, I mean, is that something, Jacob, that you would want to take on so that way you could start not having to work nights and pushing yourself into the business here?
If I put a card on there, can I swap that card?
You can. Yeah, I mean, let's say you want to pay for the $249 and then you're like, hey, but can we change that later on down the road? Just let us know. We're very flexible with you guys. We just want to make sure that, you know, one, you have the listing here. It would be secured. You wouldn't share your position with anybody at the same time as you wouldn't share your customers. But if you ever did need to swap out your card for some other card, you could do that no problem. Is something you want to... secure then?
Yeah, yeah. I'll go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay. So they're going to pin verify you. We're going to do it correctly because we want to make sure it's done right. So this is always going to stick with you and your company here, okay? So for the TNC pool services, I understand you guys operate probably out of your house right now. You guys are mainly in your truck going to people's pools. But they are going to pin verify you at a physical location. I'm going to hide that address. So the only thing that pops up is the business of the city. So it's going to say city and state. So that way everybody does know that you're a local company. But Google wants to pin verify you. What's an address that you would like them to pin verify you at?
What does that mean, pin verify?
So pin verify, when you've done a Google search, you know when they do see, you see all those little red pins everywhere on the Google Maps?
Okay, yeah, so you're pretty much asking what address am I going to be mostly located at?
Yeah, okay, yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, so that'd be my home address.
Okay, and I'm ready whenever you are for the home address.
That's 701 West Jernigan Avenue.
And then the Jernigan Avenue, can you spell that for me, please?
J-E-R-N-I-G-A-N.
J-E-R-N-I-G, you said?
Yeah, N-I-G.
A-N Avenue?
Yes.
And then the zip code is the 36340?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to hide that address for you, though. So no one's going to see it on Google. They're just going to see the city and the state in there, okay?
Okay.
Now, for the number that you want your customers to call, now I know you have a partner, but what number would you want me to put there? Do you want them to call your phone, or do you want them to call your partner's phone?
Mine.
Okay, so the 334-350-8596?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And question here. So I know you're new in business. I'm going to help you out a little bit. I know you don't have a website yet. Do you need us to help you set one up? It's going to come included in the package. It's not going to cost you anything extra. I just want to make sure you guys are set up properly here. Do you want us to help you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that for you as well, because I know getting started could be rough. Okay. Perfect. I'm going to let... Do you have a logo by any chance or no?
Not yet, but I can get one sent to you. I can have my wife design some for us.
Okay, perfect. If you needed one, we can design one for you. But if your wife can do it, then that's awesome. You can send that in for us so that way we can put that on the website as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. She'll get it designed and,
perfect. Yeah, She's very artistic then. She's very artistic then. Awesome. I'm good at drawing stick figures, so I know I wouldn't be able to do it. All right, Jacob, what's your last name?
Crase. C-R-A-S-E.
C-R. One more time. Sorry.
C-R-A-S-E.
E. Okay, Grace. And then a good email address for you.
Grace Jacob 03@gmail.com.
Grace Jacob 03@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And then you guys are Central Time, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so with this email here, a couple things. I'm going to send you a receipt at the end of this. I'm going to stay on the phone with you to make sure that you do have that in writing. That is going to be a 100% tax write-off for you, Jacob, at the end of the year. So always make sure you take those receipts and either put a star by it or mark them as important so that way you can write this off too at the end of the year when you do your taxes, okay?
Okay.
And then for your pool services, how far are you typically going out to do the work? Are you staying in your local area, or do you want to target specific cities and zip codes?
Well, I usually, about around an hour, 10 minutes, about the furthest I'll drive out.
Okay. But on average, how far do you typically want to be found for? Would you say like 50 miles, 40 miles, 30 miles?
I'm trying to do
the math.
Maybe 40.
Okay. I just want to make it, like, I want to make sure you're getting the calls in the areas that you want to get calls in. So that's why we ask these, because we want to make sure it's profitable. We don't want you to get calls like 100 miles out and you're like, why am I getting this call here? Like, this isn't going to be profitable for me at the end of the day. So we're only going to populate you in those areas.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then with the first month's payment for the $249, Jacob, did you want to put that on a business credit card? Did you want to put it on a debit card?
It's going to be on a credit card. It's not a business credit card, but it's a credit card.
Okay, so for the business then, because it's going to not be a business credit card, I'm still going to send you a receipt with a TNC pool service, so that way you still have that as a tax write-off at the end of the year as well, okay?
Gotcha. Yes.
Okay. And then the credit card itself, does it just have your name on it, your first and last name, or does it have a middle initial?
The first and last name only.
Okay. And is it still the same billing address as the 70 West address you gave me earlier?
740. Yeah, it should be.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was the address again? It was 740?
No, 701, I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, I put it wrong, I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. And then the zip code is the 36340, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, it's going to be for the 249. I'm not going to make any purchases yet. I am going to set up a security question after I do take the billing information. That protects you. We don't sell or share any information. We always do want to make sure that we are talking to you only. Because you are purchasing this, it's up to you if you want to put your partner on the account here, or if you just want us to talk to you about this, since it is just your billing address and your billing information here as well too, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. For the card itself that you want to use, are you using a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's for Capital One.
Okay, it's going to be a MasterCard. Okay. And then for the number on the front, I'm ready whenever you are.
5178-0582-0704-3244.
Okay, and then the expiration?
1227.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
936.
Okay, can I read the card number to you on the front of the card? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I have 5178-0582.
Yep.
0704.
Yep.
3244.
Yes, sir.
Okay. For the security question, you can have one of three questions. You can have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet.
I like these ones. Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Jimbo.
Jimbo?
Yeah, J-I-M-B-O.
Yeah. Was Jimbo a dog?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. What kind of dog was Jimbo?
He was terrier mixed with a schnauzer.
Oh, nice. Okay. Perfect. Beautiful dogs. Okay. I have that set up for you. I'm going to walk you through just a voice verification. This is going to be set to you in writing as well. It's going to be on a recorded line. This is going to have the pricing structure for the $249 because we have you on a discounted pre-agreement here, and I'm waiving the setup fee. So even if inflation goes up down the road, you always have this for your records, that $249 is always set at that rate for you. You will never have to pay those higher premiums, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
KMP Pool Services.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Price, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Jacob, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, Jimbo, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know you have a weird schedule, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a note to only call you like 3 p.m. Central time and below, because I don't want to have to wake you guys up or wake you up or anything like that. I know you're working nights, so awesome.
Yeah, 3 p.m. would be perfect because day shift I take breaks at 3, so.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, you already let me know about the Angie's by Home Advisor. We just want to make sure we're all on the same page here so we get you the best results possible, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup, which we have you on the new in business credit, and we actually waived the account setup. It will be charged today, and today's date is June 21st, in the non-refundable amount of just the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Jacob, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Do you want to save that number? That's going to be our customer service line. Or do you want me to email that to you? What was that?
So I can look it up instead of remembering it.
Yeah. Do you want me to email it to you?
Yeah, email it to me. I'll start.
Okay, I will definitely email it to you, and I'll text it to you as well. That way you can have that.
Okay.
To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a couple emails and a couple text messages. One of them will be your invoice as well. I'm also going to set up an onboarding call for my tech team to call you on Monday and introduce themselves. You're going to have access, full access to them as well. If you ever do need to get a hold of me, you can do that as well and ask for me. I can always answer all your questions. I'm not going anywhere. Everything went great on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you. We're like a family here. Like I said, if you need anything else in addition, you want to add something, take off something, change something, please reach out to the 877 number that will be sent to you an email. We are going to help you out there as well. For Monday, I know you kind of have like that 3 p.m. schedule for you. Do you want my text?
Day shift Monday.
You're on day shift Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank the Lord. Yeah. I used to do nights. I know how tough it is. what time do you get off on the day shift then?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, but they won't call me at 3. That's okay.
Okay. It's okay if they can call you at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, I'll have a break then.
Okay. Perfect. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes for that onboarding call. Is that okay, or would you rather me schedule that for Tuesday?
I'm off that Wednesday.
Okay, so do you want me to schedule it for Wednesday then?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, mornings, afternoons?
Does not matter.
Okay, how about I set it up for 1 p.m.?
That'll be fine.
Okay. I'm going to send that over. It's going to be a Google Calendar. It's going to have you, yourself, and my tech team on there.
Okay.
It's going to be CC'd on there. As well. And then you should have received a text message, Jacob, that says, Jacob, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Did you receive that text message? It has a link on there. Okay. Click that link. That's going to be the terms and conditions link. Once you click it, there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom, and then there's going to be a box where you're just going to put Jacob Crace in there, and then you're going to hit submit. Once you hit submit, it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get there. No rush, okay? I'm sending you the email here for the Google Calendar for next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, I got the username. I'm at the username and password for now.
Okay, perfect. So the username and password should have been sent to you in a text message as well. It should say username is your phone number, and then after your phone number, it'll have password with that password right then and there. Let me know if you got it. If you didn't, I can look it up and get it to you as well.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Let me know when you're in.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was supposed to log in. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, if you don't have to, if you don't want to, there's nothing there to see. It's just once you log in, they're going to say your account is being worked on here at Local Splash. Give us a couple of days. But everything is basically set up for you at this point. I'm going to get working on your account so I can send it over to my tech team. So when we do call you on Wednesday, we will have that onboarding call with you and be ready to rock and roll, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I will talk to you next week. You have a blessed weekend, okay, Jacob?
You too, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.